that which is able to create a supply for your every need, the Word of God, and the Spirit of Truth, the Holy Spirit, who helps us represent God's fullness on earth. In true intimacy, partnership, and fellowship with Him. Be a part of this and join us as the servant of God, Apostle Joshua Stellman, brings to you the Word of God with simplicity and power.
For what you are doing in Koinonia. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hosanna to you. We thank you. You have not left us alone. You have left us with your presence. That glorious presence that brings about healings and deliverances, restoring destinies, building men, bringing them into a place of intimacy with the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the favor. Thank you for your presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tonight is going to be a very powerful meeting. So we are going to prophesy to yourself before we start. Hallelujah. Your life will never be the same. Your life will never be the same. Your life will never be. It's a prophecy. Say, my life will never be the same. Lord, my life. Hallelujah. I know that for sure. The Lord told me He will do mighty things in this place tonight. Hallelujah. And when God speaks, it's up to you to believe it. If you don't believe, He will just jump you. He doesn't have time to waste. There is always a receiver. It may not be you, but it may be somebody close to you. But there is always a receiver. Hallelujah. Wherever there is a receiver, there is a God to give abundantly. I live to praise your name. Oh yes. And I have no fear of what tomorrow brings. I live to praise your name. And I have no fear of what tomorrow brings. Come on, shake away your fears with this song. I live to praise your name. And I have no fear of what tomorrow brings. I live to praise your name. And I have no fear. Is the part I want you to sing. I have no fear of what tomorrow brings. Sing it again until fear leaves you. I have no fear of what tomorrow brings. Doesn't matter what you saw on the board. Doesn't matter what the medical report tells you. Doesn't matter that you are advancing in age. Two more times. For the last time now.
I have no fear of what tomorrow brings.
Lord, we have no fear. We're absolutely certain. Absolutely. Based on the truth of your word. Lord, we thank you because you are faithful. Bless us tonight. In the name of Jesus. Let the name of the Lord be honored. Hallelujah. How many of you know this song?
I will call upon the Lord. I will call upon the Lord. Who is worthy to be praised? I will call upon the Lord. Who is worthy to be praised?
Come on, sing, the Lord reigneth.
The Lord reigneth. Blessed be the Lord. And the rock of my salvation. The Lord reigneth. Blessed be the Lord. And the rock of my salvation be.
Sing, the Lord reigneth one more time with faith in your heart.
The Lord reigneth.
Blessed be the rock.
Blessed be the rock.
Let the rock of my salvation. Sing it one more time with faith in your heart. You're not just singing a chorus. Blessed be the rock. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted in my life.
Salvation. The Bible says, call unto me, Jeremiah 33 verse 3 said, and I will answer. I will show you great and mighty things that you know not. And so Lord, we thank you. Honestly, we thank you. And tonight, you will exalt yourself in the lives of many people in this place. You will be exalted. You will be exalted. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes it's good to visit these very deep, powerful hymns. They were not written by hungry people. They were not producing albums. Hallelujah. Some of these hymns were written by people who were very, very powerful people. They knew God personally. They were not just trying to do the kind of jamboree that we do in church today. Hallelujah. And it was from the depth of their experiences that they wrote certain songs. Be exalted in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Can we sing one more song?
Be lifted high.
Can you lift your hands as you sing this song? Lord, we exalt him. We're singing songs that lift him high. Listen to what you are singing. You're righteous. There is no deceit in you. Now sing it with faith in your heart.
Believe that I. Oh Lord,
oh Lord,
be lifted high, for you are holy,
righteous and worthy. Oh Lord, be lifted high.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hug 10 people. Tell them you're welcome. It's good to see you. And be gloriously seated in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. It's good to see everyone. We have a lot to do tonight. Hallelujah. A lot to do tonight. God is desperate to make sure somebody has a testimony in this place. Hallelujah. We're rounding up our family life series today. It's going to be powerful. Psalms 128. Tonight, we're going to cause the yoke of delay in marriage once and for all. I'm serious. Don't think we're playing. We don't just talk stories in this place. We're going to confront, we're confronting the gates of hell in a way that will shock you tonight. This is pre-miracle service. Hallelujah. Yeah. We're going to destroy a lot of things that have tied people's marital destinies. Let me tell you something. If you came here just drowsy and sleepy, wake up. Today's service is not the type you sleep in. Because whatever has refused to respond to your life and to your marital destiny will change tonight. Some of you will be standing for your loved ones. Could this be the answer to your prayer and fasting? So make sure that you are wide awake. If your neighbor is disturbing him, say, neighbor, we didn't pay money for this place. So behave yourself. Hallelujah. Psalms 128. Psalms 128 verse 1. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord. Say, I'm blessed. Because I fear the Lord. Say one more time. I am blessed because I fear the Lord. He says, that walketh in his ways. Verse 2. For thou shalt eat the labor of thy hands. Who is God speaking to tonight? He said, for thou shalt eat the labor of your hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with you. Are you ready now? Verse 3. Brothers, can you say amen? Amen. Thy wife, that means you will be married. I curse. Listen. He says, thy wife. It didn't say a stranger that is roaming around your house without identity. It said, thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine. Hold on. It didn't say your wife shall be as a vine, because Jesus saw a fig tree that didn't bear fruit. He said, thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by thy side. No divorce. This is not the issue of fighting. He said, by thy side. And the last time I read my Bible says Jesus was standing at the right side of the Father. They've not had any issue. There has not been need to separate themselves. Hallelujah. Everybody say, thy children. I tell you the truth, the devil that is responsible for the barrenness of people and families. I'm going to be teaching shortly and we'll be praying this night. Light and darkness will clash. One must bow this night. I told you this is pre-miracle service. Hallelujah. It says thy children like olive plants round about your table. Organized, disciplined, visionary children. Not touts, not thieves, not troublemakers, not terrorists. It said they'll be round about your table, not in prison cells. They will be round about your table. Verse 4. Behold, that thus shall be blessed. That means this is a portrait. This is how you will know that a man is blessed of the Lord. He said, whenever you see a man organized, married, with his wife by his side, well-behaved children, sitting around a table, that means there is prosperity there. He said, when you see that, this is a portrait of God's idea of a blessed family. Say amen. Father, we ask you tonight, in the name of Jesus, do something in this place. You told me you will shake, tear down altars. Lord, it's time to let your people go maritally. We are here tonight to confront the gates of hell and release your people. Enough is enough. It's good to have testimonies of cars, healings, miracles, but God wants you to be blessed maritally. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Genesis 1:28. I'll be talking about three things and then we'll pray straight away. Hallelujah. And God blessed them. Say, and God blessed them. And said unto them, number one, number two, be fruitful, multiply. It says, replenish the earth, subdue it. Why will he say subdue it? Because there is an adversary roaming around. He says subdue. In other words, exert authority over him. And have dominion over the fish and all of that and all of that. Hallelujah. Now very quickly, how many of you have been blessed by the Family Life series? We started talking about a lot of things. Hallelujah. And by the grace of God, we have been able to cover some grounds. Remember our five love languages, the love and respect principle. For many of you who have not been around, please get it. It's very serious, very comprehensive. Hallelujah. Now, I want to talk briefly. I'll talk on three subtopics. Number one, the reason why people experience late or no marriage. The reason why people experience late or no marriage. Hallelujah. This is not so much of a teaching because I'm in a hurry to finish. I want to pray. Hallelujah. Honestly, I want to pray. We need to tear down walls because some of you have suffered things that the devil must repay back. 100-fold, pressed down, shaken together. See, the Bible says if you catch a thief, you won't just say, sorry, I won't do it again. No, no. The Bible doesn't deal with thieves like that. It said if you catch a thief, who is a thief? Who is a thief? No. I didn't say who is the thief. Who is a thief generally? One who lays claim and steals what is not his own. There are many people that would have been enjoying the bliss of joy in their marriage and their family, and the devil has taken a lot of things. Many of you have been helpless. People think you are careless, but tonight I tell you, we will expose that devil. God showed me this thing. By now you should know. When you hear me talking like this, I've seen something. Hallelujah. The reason why people experience late or no marriage. Before we talk about Satan, we want to address a few things. The number one reason is unreasonable expectations. Everybody write. Unreasonable, ridiculous expectations. Hallelujah. Please look up. I found out that one of the reasons why a lot of people cannot get married is that their expectations are unrealistic. Hallelujah. Especially for ladies. When you ask certain ladies, what kind of guy do you want to marry? They say, me. The way I am like this. Even if that guy, he must be 6'3". 6'2.9 is not for me. He should be able to smile and be very nice. He should be able to speak Queen's English, not LEA English. That is just basic enough to pass, to get, what's that? School leaving certificate. The guy must be able to have a good sense of color combination. He must be able to have this. I have no problem against your list. The only question I have is, when will he have these things? Before or during, or if you wish, after the marriage? There's nothing wrong with having these wonderful expectations. My only question is when. Hallelujah. So all the brothers that have come, 58 over 60, F9. 59 over 60, F9. 40 over 60, F9.
Hallelujah. Unreasonable expectations. There are many people, especially ladies, the way the expectations you have carved out for yourself, the only person that fits that expectation is Jesus Christ. No mortal man can fit that expectation. Today you see somebody that looks nice, tomorrow you say, I don't like the way the guy smiles. Why is he too loud? And I want somebody that is... One man said the best way to predict your future is to create it. So that you don't disturb anybody. Create it by yourself. Hallelujah. Everybody say unreasonable expectation. Me, I've suffered in my life where I must marry a millionaire. I must marry a millionaire. There's no, you know, when they are taking people for a job, they say you are a driver, you must have 5 years experience. Some of you must have 5 years experience with prosperity. You must know how to do this and that. He must have his duplex, so I'm not ready to manage inside one room that they'll be squeezing me. As you are laughing tonight, take it seriously, because we have to solve. Some of us are the ones who open doors for delay in marriage. Financial status. Oh, he must be. No. He's still under unreasonable expectations. Financial status. Brother, where are you working? There's one primary school here. The primary school, me. Your father has warned you. Your mother has warned you. They say, don't bring any teacher for us here. I was a teacher. Your mother was a teacher. Change. And now you are waiting. You are hoping. Oh, Shell. NMPC. Where again? Say it. Chevron. Uh-huh. Sir? Mobil. Look at the lady smiling. CBN. Nigerian Printing and Minting Company. Dangote Group. And some of you are happy. Oh, this is the guy. I want somebody that when I stand by him, people will say, Kai, how did God locate you like this? Remember our song? I didn't know you will answer me this way. Listen. While that vision is good, let me tell you what the problem is. The problem is that with this kind of mindset, you will never be able to get married to the right person. You know why? Because oftentimes, God will tell you, go to your farm and harvest your crop. You will get to the farm and see a bag of seeds. Are you listening to me? With hoe on it and grace. These are the three things you will find there. But God told you, go and get a harvest. It is in God's nature to speak and call things as though they have already happened. So God will tell you a millionaire is coming to your life. And you just see a brother come and say, brother, where are you going? He's a shoemaker. He say, God, this does not look like the prophecy. Unreasonable expectation. Physical appearance. I want somebody who is this and that. I want somebody, guys, I want a lady with this and that. I want a lady with dimples. I want a lady with another dimple here. I want a lady with dimple here. I don't want a lady that opens her mouth too wide. What are you looking for? Hallelujah. I want a lady whose hair, you know this Indian film they used to act. I want a lady whose hair is here. Hallelujah. I want a lady who is this. I want a lady who is that. I want a lady who is a top chef who has been validated by everybody to be able to eat. I want a lady who can drive. I want a lady who is this. I want a lady who is that. Unreasonable expectation. Hallelujah. When I was growing up, there was one funny film they used to show. Very nice and pretty. What's the name? Another Life. Man, some of you don't know it. Don't claim you know it. Some of you, where were you then?
Another life. Hear the name, self. Who use that kind of name now? Media, that another life. They are using second chance and the rest. And I remember every time I saw some of the people, the actors and all of that, I used to look at them and say, especially those who were wicked, they were not very good looking. And it used to pain me in the soap opera. And then one poor village pretty lady is the one that will keep telling lies, oppressing and doing all of that. I hated soap operas because I said, why is it that they find very nice ladies and all of that? And as small as all, I had a dream. And my dream was that one day, one of the person who was acting, that by God's grace, if I may, Bible say when I was a child. Hallelujah. Everybody say unreasonable expectation. My simple message for you tonight is that it does not happen before relationship. You say, but does that... is what, let me tell you something. Any success you did not invest in it, you are not qualified to partake. That's why there are some men that only married. There are some, come now, sweetheart, drop your Bible. There are some men who get married to a lady. They are married though, but this lady is like a stranger. You know why? The guy was already a multi-millionaire, and she's just one of the many things that happened to enter his life. Are you following me now? She has her room. The only thing he does is to sleep with her. That's all. And that's even when he wants. It's like the kings of old. So she's just roaming around like a nanny and a house girl. That's not a good home. Are you hearing me? Children say, mommy, one banana. I say, go and ask your father. Me, ma, they brought me inside this house. Me, ma, I'm inside this house. No confidence. You know why? You were looking for something that could not be found. And since you found what looked like it, you have to pay the price there. But a brother that you were there with them, you soaked Gary together. He said, how much do you have now? Don't worry. See, I don't have anything, but I'm speaking God's word. And you can see me. I'm showing you the blueprint of what I'm doing. Now you brought the Gary, we drank together. Do you think if we enter the what car now? Say something realistic. Don't tell me limousine. Say something realistic, please. A good car. When we enter a good car, listen. Do you think this lady will be carried away by my prosperity? Because we have been there. Are you listening? You grew into this thing together. Many of you don't want to grow into the blessings of marriage. Some of the wealthy people we know today, ask them. When they got married, the man didn't even have a bicycle. He didn't even have vision for some of them. Just one fellowship, they were strolling one day and God caught him. He got filled with the Holy Ghost. God started walking. But now, the woman is partaking of the blessings. Whether you like the madam or not, she owns the company with her husband. Because they suffered. And she can look at you and tell you, I remember those days. Don't celebrate success that does not have history. It's fake. Any success that does not have history is fake. I assure you, if you are laughing, hold on, stop laughing. Any true success must have history. It is the history that will preserve you in that realm of success. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? Very important. Unreasonable expectations. Say after me, in the name of Jesus, I set realistic standards. Refer to our message, I think that's Family Life 2. We stated some very clear and reasonable standards. Bless you, sweetheart. Thank you. Hallelujah. What you want does not exist for many of you. So you must come down and believe. It's still part of this running away from responsibility. Many people don't want to build. Many ladies don't want to build. What if I build this thing and later he says I'm not the one? The Bible didn't say you will reap where you sow. It said you will reap what you sow. Hallelujah. Number two. Now this is important. Please everybody listen. Health factors. One of the reasons why people do not get married or they marry late. Of recent, this has become a very, if you are involved in any kind of marriage counseling or maybe in your church and all of that, you know that this is a very big issue. Is that true? Health factors. The issue of genotypes, blood groups. I want you to listen very well. Because for you, what brought you to the sister is beauty and the vision you saw. For your mother or for your father, they know the things that they've had to endure. Or somebody they know. Are you listening to me? So they have parameters that may not appeal to you. Are you listening to me? Is someone following? Genotype. What do you do? Listen. What do you do when someone who is of a genotype SS, alright? Now you meet this sister, you love her, two of you are getting together, and then you find out that she's also SS. What do you do? And the thing has entered two of you. You have told yourself, do or die. Hallelujah. Now you've gone to meet the marriage counselor in your church, and they say, Tor, listen, no. We had the story of so-so-so person like this. And they didn't listen to us. They gave birth to five children. The five children all died. Are you ready for all of these things? You know, is someone getting blessed tonight? These are not issues we young people consider. Ah, Ibuku, Jesus Christ, let Ibuku answer me. Oh. Hallelujah. Many of us are too afraid to even consider these things. Say, look, let's just move. Let's not spoil what God is trying to arrange here. Hallelujah. Health factors, blood groups, genotypes. These have become very serious issues in many churches. I know that this thing varies from church to church. Is that true? And I know that there are rules already in some churches. They don't take it. They don't care what you saw or what you had or how long you have been together. Once they find out that your genotypes are not compatible, they advise you strongly and guide you towards leaving one another. They say, no, please, we can't take it. We are not ready. And from the human perspective, please listen, because some of you have insulted all these people. Let me tell you something. From the human perspective, history has shown us that these kinds of things have brought a lot of problems for families. SS marries SS or AS marries this, and then they have children who keep dying, or children who are having, you know, a lot of problems. The father has problems, the mother has problems, and, you know, in quotes, they become like a liability to a lot of people. Family members, loved ones, they now kick the man out of his job. Now, what do you do? Look up, because some of you probably are in that situation right now as I'm speaking, and you're trusting God for guidance. So, your father or mother said, see, oh, this guy, you won't marry the person. For 10 years, you two are together. They say, ah, won't you marry? They say, don't worry, we're organizing things. I share, this is what is happening. Late marriage or no marriage. This is one very serious reason. Now, if you don't believe in the supernatural, here's my kind advice. Quietly leave. Did you hear what I said? I'm giving you an advice that may not make sense now. But if you do not believe in the supernatural, what did I advise? It is my advice. I didn't say God told me. Paul will speak and say, I speak as a man. You may have your relationship programs and somebody may have another opinion. The reason is because, listen, if you do not believe in the supernatural, what the medical science said will happen, will happen. Are you listening to me? And you will live your remaining 30, 40 or 50 years in misery and pain. Let me tell you the truth. I've had the opportunity to pray for people and families with these kinds of things, and I know that this is not nice. There are situations where the whole family, father, mother, and the one or two sons, they are all down. What do you do? And for the rest of your life, there is torture from your family members. We told you. How many of you know that kind of thing? Well, thank God we have married people. We told you. Aaron, we warned you. Benga, you didn't hear. You were in love. Now see what has happened. If you believe in the supernatural, you will get up and do something about it. Hello? That kind of supernatural that God will change it when he wants to change it. That's not a valid supernatural. Alright? So, come sweetheart again. Now, I'm SS, she's SS. Both of you have come and you have
You have found out that this is a serious constraint. But both of you are convinced. Listen, let me tell you. I hope you know God is not an author of confusion. And I hope you know miracles still work. We have seen genotypes, blood groups, whatever change here. So many of them. Now, what you would do, listen, I'm telling you what to do straight to the point. You agree and say, look, do you believe this can work? Because if you are the only one who believes it, the lady already in her mind, she has left you. She doesn't just want to embarrass you. Are you following me now? You say, let's pray. The lady goes back and says, Brother John, I've not really left you. It's just that, let's be patching it. Things are getting messy here now. You know, ladies have a very funny way of putting one leg here. They can detect when the bridge starts breaking. They won't tell you. They will just stretch their leg. London Bridge is falling down. So they'll just be patched. So that whatever happens, they can wedge themselves quickly. If you are involved in that, repent tonight in Jesus' name. Double dating is wrong, period. I don't care what you have, what you watched in your Nigerian film and soap opera. What Oprah Winfrey told you, I want to say Nigerian film is wrong. I like Nigerian films. Double dating is, period. Hallelujah. The Bible says, can two walk together except they? Amos 3:3. So you must agree. Sweetheart, do you believe that God, are you convinced about this thing? Think about it again. If she needs time, don't be angry. She said, honestly, see, let me tell you something. Can you give me 3 days? Yeah, huh? I've known. 3 days. This is a very, very serious issue. Don't just get emotional and start shouting at the lady. Say, now I'm agreeing. You are refusing. We are not even married. We are already quarreling. No. But if you think both of you can work this out, can I tell you something? Seek advice and start working it early. Is that true? Because there are some of us that are very stubborn and have gotten ourselves in trouble. No! This is the guy, your parents say, let me tell you, I believe in the words of elders, so I hope you're hearing me. I'm telling you the truth. Sometimes parents may not know why they are saying what they are saying. But I tell you, there is a depth of wisdom. You are, remember our emotional obsession teaching? This thing is burning you. As your father or your mother is talking, it's entering here, flying out there. You are not hearing, no. Fix this wedding date. Let's do this thing and let the devil be put to shame. But they are telling you, listen, you will get married, you will dance that day, cut cake, and everybody will go. The people who come for your wedding, see, there is a difference between wedding and marriage. Correct? Yeah. Wedding is valid for 24 hours. Your marriage begins. Fry plantain for me, honey, I'm down. Please. I'm walking in this house to bring money. Me too, am I not suffering what you are suffering? This is how the trouble starts. So if you think you can believe God for it, honestly, I'm giving you a very honest and fair advice. Many men of God will spiritualize this thing I'm saying and just tell you, don't worry, things, just believe, claim it, take it. Mm-mm. It has led to a lot of casualties. If both of you cannot believe God for it, cry, fast, have your last supper and end the relationship. Don't break it. Believers don't break relationships. They end it with wisdom and grace and bless one another. But if you can believe God for it, then start making efforts. When it's time for miracle service, you say, where are you? Say, I'm in the market. Say, leave that market. Oh, leave that market. We have something both of us have agreed upon. God will give you the miracle in the name of Jesus Christ. Bless you. Right? Let's hurry up. Number 3, geographic, cultural, and family factors. Right? Why do people experience late marriages? Or why don't people... There are some families, your parents have already given you warning right from when you were in primary school. You didn't even understand what they were saying. They said, see, this globe that is in our house, map of the world. They zoomed it to Nigeria.
They said, any state I draw a pen, let me not see you there. Are you ready? Yes. Number one. Number two. There are geographic factors that even in the same state, they tell you it's not enough. Is that correct? In fact, some, even in the same village, they say, this clan had this, in 1921, they had a problem. Now, let me explain something that many people may not understand. You see, during the time of our parents, the world was not as heterogeneous as it is right now. Is that correct? Many people live in yards and compounds. All the ladies used to go to the stream together. So the guys could time. Natina. They could just see and know that, okay, in the next 10 years, let me just allow this investment to grow. In the next 10 years, I can be able to come and... So, they knew themselves. The parents knew the parents of the other person. Is that correct? They fought together. They celebrated festivals together. They did a lot of things together. So when you came and told your father that, it's Grace now, Mario. Where is Grace from? Sokoto, they say, where exactly? Say, I know the father now. Give me 5. You're a very nice guy. This is the kind of thing we want. Geographic factors. What is the probability of finding somebody from your village who is born again, filled with the Holy Spirit, blessed, visionary? What is the probability? I want you to be very honest and realistic. What is the probability? So in our generation, there will be a lot of crossing of boundaries. Some of you, they wiped your whole village in war. You practically don't have a village again. You put migrated somewhere. So when your father or your mother is saying they should get somebody, from where? The old republic, your old place or the new one? Some migrated to Cameroon. Some ran, you know, all of these things. There are Fulani people that ran to Sokoto, some to Maiduguri, some to Gombe. So when you are saying a Fulani, from where? You must marry a Fulani, Wenga, a Fulani or nothing else. Which one? Because they've scattered to different places. Hallelujah. It's my personal opinion that should not be a factor. However, listen, you know that I will always balance things. Are you ready now? Some of you are already sad looking at me. This is the reason why some people have not married. Sister Mary, till now, see my third child, say I must wait until my change comes. Since you were in the university, now both of you are doctors. Nothing. Say I'll wait, I'll wait. Cultural factors, geographic factors. And for many of the things that our parents do, what is their... I hope you know their excuses are legitimate, but we know more now. Are you following me? What's their excuse? When there is trouble, when there is fight, when you tear yourselves into pieces, they know your father, they know your mother, they can come and sit down. But where you cross boundary, Lagos and Maiduguri, who knows who there? They fought during the traditional wedding and promised themselves they will never look at themselves again. Hallelujah. Do you believe what I'm saying? Some of you don't believe. I'm advising you, you better free your spirit now. I'm giving you the reasons. Before we pray, open your mind and say, Lord, you will not destroy me. For the Bible says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of good and not of evil. For other places, the parents say, the people in this place, they are witches and wizards. Let me tell you something straight to the point. The official religion of Africa was witchcraft. Every tribe, every state, everywhere. Is that clear? So don't start saying this state.
Who doesn't know them? Eh? Now you want to bring trouble for us. As if it was missionaries that started your own state. Now, look, let me tell you something. Witchcraft, idolatry was the bane of the day in Nigeria, everywhere. Every state has traditionalists, herbalists, has people who are practicing witchcraft, killing people, eating, whatever it is. It's just that some have more than some. But everybody has it. Are you listening to me? I'm very serious, please. As you're laughing, I hope you're getting me. So don't ever use that as an excuse. Say these people, everybody from their village. No. And now listen, our parents have had so many experiences that validate their claims. So while you are trying to defend yourself, don't just look at them and say old generation. Because I tell you something, they have testimonies of people who did not listen. Are you following me now? And they got married running down the line 10, 20, 30 years. Some of them are still suffering today. So don't just kick what the parents are saying. Can I give you an advice? If you are crossing boundaries, know three things. Number one. Wickedness, territorial wickedness is real. Write it and never forget it. If you are crossing boundary to any state or any local government, be aware of the demonic predicaments around that place. And be sure that you are ready to take the burden. Please look up. I want to be very, very, I want to speak to you tonight. Look up, please. A lady, for instance, whose whole family, she has an extended family, alright? And say they are all Muslims. Are you following me now? And only the lady got born again. Are you listening to me? Maybe her father is this and that, her mother. There are a lot in their families. Now you are coming as a brother. You say, this is the lady I'm going to marry. I hope you know that there is a battle to fight there. Everybody answer me. If you pretend and spiritualize it and trivialize it, you're going to run into a lot of trouble. Is the battle because the lady is bad? No. But you see, when you are married, you are not just married to the lady. You are married to the lady and everything associated to her. Are you listening to me? To her troublesome auntie, her diabolic uncle. They are all your relatives now. Her money-mongering cousins, her materialistic nephews, all together. That's why they sold the ashoke for you to see them on the wedding day. We are now one. Hallelujah. So when you are crossing boundaries, be very realistic. I'm telling you, be very what? One lady called me one time, and I won't mention names, but her father is a bishop. You know, somewhere around the maybe southern eastern side. And she told me that the guy baths all his daughters with chicken before giving them out for marriage. The lady now, sorry. Are you listening to me? The elder sister, the father at her age, oh, whether whatever you said, daddy, he said, look, you don't know what you grew up with. We are the ones that have suffered this thing. Just keep quiet and let me bath you and you will go. So when it was the lady's turn now, she ran out of the house. So it was during her exodus that she called me. And she said, this is what they want to do to me. I said, you mean it? They said, they must do it. There is a covenant that had been running around their family that's what they must do. Listen, I want to talk to you tonight. Hallelujah. So the man must bathe them with chicken. As they are making incantations. So they bathe the lady. Her elder sister told her, I said, this is what I did though. That what they planned with the fiancé is that immediately they finish. They just ran mountain of fire straight. Lagos Ibadan Expressway straight. They went there for deliverance. So they said, if you can do it. But the lady said, but I see, it's not like I'm in ignorance. This is taking myself to go and give the devil. Are you following me now? This is the reason why certain parents may not want people from certain places. That leads me to the fourth point, demonic oppression. The reason why people do not get married, demonic oppression. Demonic oppression. We live in a church that is so unaware of the activities of Satan. We are all new creation in Christ. The Bible says, do not be unaware. I know people have exaggerated things when it comes to Satan and the things of deliverance. But let me tell you something. Demonic oppression is real. Especially in marriage. Are you hearing me? I'm giving you a frank and candid advice. When you see us say, go out with somebody who is born again and serious with God. Some of you think, okay, you know, these guys have been... Demonic oppression is real. The euphoria of your emotional attachment will fade when those demons begin to deal with you. Hallelujah. Let me stop there. Second subtopic. So this is why people experience late marriage. Unreasonable, ridiculous expectations, health factors, geographical factors, demonic oppression. If you don't believe in marrying people from other places, pray. You can negotiate with God. He's the rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Hallelujah. If the trouble is too much, you can say, God, can you give me a brother from Kano that loves God? I'm from there. For God's sake, save me this headache. God will bring a brother. You come for koinonia, you won't know what is bringing him. The answer to some... God, no, God is faithful. Let me tell you, our relationship with God is on a personal basis. There is a way you can agree with God on some things and He will do it for you. I assure you. Hallelujah. Have I helped you? Because some of you are saying, can't we bend? You mean there's no way out? There is a way. There is a way. It's between you and God. Number two, the reasons for fight in homes and unfaithfulness. Marital fights and unfaithfulness. It's one thing to get married. It's another thing to live in that home. Is that true? Many of our homes and our marriages are shattered in pieces. And we need to find out what is wrong. Why do we have fights? Two people. Sorry. Do you accept this? What, you didn't wait for them to finish talking. Do you take this lady as your wedding? Yes. You, by the grace of God, yes. Two of you said, are you doing? Yes. Think about it. Oh, yes. Does anybody have anything against this marriage? Nobody's. Now we declare you husband and wife. You who are hugging and kissing and you are happy. 2 years later, the man looks at you. Who did I marry? He wrote songs. Called you the lily of the valley. Called you all kinds of things. Sugar in his tea. Mosquito in his net. After 2 years, 3 years, there is fight. Can I tell you something? Let me run faster than myself and tell you. Sex is not enough to preserve the strength of marriage. Because I have seen people with 8 children. How did they get the 8 children? I will kill you. This is a man that slept with his wife to have 8 children. Now he will kill her. Hallelujah. So what are the reasons? Do you know? Listen. Statistic tells us that 1 out of every 2 marriages in America ends up in a divorce within the first 5 years. Right now, this thing has gotten so bad that in many churches now, you go to church and go to court too. It wasn't really like that, but what is happening in this society now? A man can be married and leave his state and come somewhere and just be strolling, come for koinonia, see a very nice lady like this, turn her mind like a pendulum, and then get married to her, go and buy small golf and give the parents. The father will say, you must marry this guy. You must marry him. We have suffered. It's enough. Now you get married only to find out that you are the wife of somebody else's. You are a concubine. Why do we have fights?
And then I want to tell you something. The rate of unfaithfulness, listen, this is a study I made by myself. The rate of unfaithfulness in Christian marriages. I was talking to my sister yesterday and she was telling me of a survey that they did in our local church. Not somewhere else, our local church. Married women that are not submissive and ladies that are promiscuous, that have really spoiled. I don't mean, you went and slept with somebody by mistake. Willful, willing, conscious, derailing from the things of God. When they announced the statistics to the church, parents were afraid. Parents were afraid, fathers were afraid, mothers. Nobody trusted themselves again. Which one are you in these statistics now? Because they didn't announce anybody's name. When my sister told me, it touched me. Hallelujah. Do you know right now, there is almost no trust in our homes. Hallelujah. Some of you are even in a relationship because of how the guy is behaving like an armed robber. Once he goes to his himself, you quickly carry the phone. Let me check. Who called? And then the guy will save the lady's name as Joseph. Oh, come on. We know these things. Say, Joe, yeah. When you are moved, you say, why are you calling me by this time now? You don't know my wife is at home. Immediately I come. Have you delivered it? Okay, I'm coming to Lagos first thing in the morning. Please don't waste my time. I need to spend time with my wife. I found out that I've not been spending time with her. And she's laughing, not knowing that the man is unfaithful. So why is this happening? I can act. If ministry didn't work, I would have done. Hallelujah. Number one, the reasons why we have fights. Violating the love respect principle. How many of you remember our love respect principle? What's the principle? That husbands should do what? Love their wives. Ephesians chapter 5 from verse 22 to 25. Husbands, love your wives. Wives, submit. You honor. I told you that love for a man means respect and honor. Nothing more, nothing less. To the degree to which you respect and honor your husband, that's the degree to which you love him. Hallelujah. And for the ladies, the degree to which you love her, you care for her, you give her time. Remember our five love languages. Number one, words of affirmation. Number two, acts of service. Number three, receiving gifts. Only ladies are talking. Number four, quality time. Number five, physical touch. No, it's not. We are talking marriage now, so you don't need to star it. The star was before you get married. Once the pastor says husband and wife, God himself takes the star away. Until then, God himself stamps it there. If you force the door to open, it will open. Hallelujah. Number one, violating the love respect principle. How many men don't respect their wives? Two of them go for a program. You see the man disgracing the wife. Have you seen some of our parents do that? Don't pretend as if, and it will be paining you. You see the woman will just keep quiet. Or the woman disgracing her husband. You go, there's small popcorn. You are about leaving. Madam, can I fetch for this? You are fetching. People are saying, what kind of woman is this? The husband is just standing. You don't know that you are bearing his image. The man is saying, honey, let's go. Say, I won't go. Let me do this. Do we have this in our house? And you are just fetching. The love respect principle. The love respect principle. All the guys say, I will love my wife. Say it, I will love my wife. And the lady say, I will honor my husband. So that's the number one reason. Number two, I won't talk much about that. We are not in a strict, only few people are married here, so I won't talk. Emotional dissatisfaction. Not satisfying themselves sexually and all of that. Leave it there. I'm not saying more. Hallelujah. Thank God there's marriage counseling. Go to your marriage counselor. Hallelujah. But emotional dissatisfaction. And this is not just sex. Spending time together, there is an emotional dimension is limited before you get married. But when you get married, come on, it's part of what keeps the bond. It is a very serious reason why
Men, listen please. A woman who is busy. You are a tailor. You are a contractor. You have restaurant. You are in French school. You are learning another language. Every time your husband will say, you are embarrassing him. You are making him beg you to sleep with you. He will keep quiet. One day he will stop talking to you. You find out that your house help is happy, walking in the house, very excited. Madam, how are you? Fine. How is everything? God has been faithful. That's a sign that there's fire on the mountain. I'm giving you an honest and a very candid advice. Listen, let me tell you something. God who designed intimacy is not foolish. Are you listening to me? Violating any of God's principle, tithing, lack of intimacy, whatever it is, will cost you a lot. Sisters, let me advise you. You are not in your house. You are supposed to preserve and help the man. Do you know the wife is supposed to cover for the man? Your husband is a nice, handsome man of God. He goes to minister in a convention. God moves and honor you. You are there snapping. And they are saying, how does it feel to be, you know, this bishop's wife? You are talking. One other lady is giving him compliments. Say, sir, please, God gave me this prophetic instruction. I need to come and clean your shoes, clean your trousers. The man says, sir, I insist. Will you hinder an innocent lady? Like the man says, all right, if you insist. Uh-huh. You were not there. The media is carrying your face. You are happy. You never had it that good. Now you are enjoying it. Many women are careless about their men. I'm not saying just be irresponsible and you can't allow the man rest. He's having a meeting. You are in front of the meeting door. You are saying whatever this meeting is, it will finish in my presence here. There are women like that. This is insecurity. Your husband wants to book ticket. You are there. How many people? No. Trust. There must be trust. But in the midst of it, there are efforts that you must make. Are you listening to me? Don't allow any. You know, Christian homes, you can see a woman just come at an odd time and say, I want to come and visit your husband. She's calling him all kinds of names. An unbeliever will tell you straight there. I hope you know, unbeliever women, they won't talk. They will say, please, call it jealousy, call it whatever. Let me tell you, let it not happen again. Church people, say if I talk like that, what of in the fellowship? Uh-huh. It's until the man travels for a business trip, 4 months, you are not there. Later on, one of his friends that cannot keep his mouth shut will say, madam, I need to talk to you. This thing is paining me and the way I trust you, I must tell you. You see that hotel there? Your husband is there. Go and meet him there. For 4 months, he has been there, abroad. Emotional dissatisfaction is a very serious issue. Are you listening to me? I didn't want to touch the issue, but it's becoming necessary. Hallelujah. Brother, you are fasting. 1 week, 2 weeks. Immediately you finish. You started Maranatha fast. You finish Armageddon fast. Now, wow. Why did you marry? Why did you marry? You would have stayed alone. There must be a place. When you get married, define your lives. Are you listening to me? It's very important. There's a book Oral Roberts wrote. One of the reasons why he said he was successful in ministry was he had very close sexual intimacy with his wife. I hope you know what I'm talking about. Some of you, your mind is already to the pure, all things are pure. Hallelujah. Number 3, financial issues. Sorry, my dear. Are you tired? Financial issues. Very important. Why there are fights on faithfulness, marriage, financial issues. Poverty is a very bad thing. I hope you know. Lack is a very bad thing. Lack of finance has led to the breaking of many good homes. Hallelujah. Let me rush. Number 4, spiritual factors.
spiritual factors. We are going to be dealing with this very extensively tonight. Spiritual factors. You married a very nice, loving, virtuous, wonderful lady. Now the lady has changed. You don't even know who you married again. Or the man has changed. The man didn't used to drink. He didn't used to smoke. He was a brother. He was even an escort in your fellowship. That's what made you like him. Now he has changed. He has a special fridge. Kronenbourg. Star. Name them. They pay him salary. He comes at 300,000 or 200,000. He comes back with 5,000. His friends have helped him finish it. Comes to vomit around. And you are saying, it wasn't like this. There are many families that have these unanswered questions. And the recommendation they gave them is go for counseling. Let me tell you something. This is not an issue of counseling. Are you hearing me? There are forces of darkness militating against families. And if you do not stand to take your position in Christ and conquer these things, you will be surprised. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Spiritual factors. You just got married and you found out that this man suddenly developed epilepsy. He wasn't epileptic. There was no problem. Stress that you cannot imagine. You give birth to children. This child has this problem. This child has this problem. This child has this problem. It's not normal. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? Praise the Lord. The third area I want to talk about very quickly is the issue of barrenness. The reason for barrenness and unfruitfulness in marriage. In Mark 11 verse 12 to 14, when Jesus saw a barren tree, he cursed it. That means God cannot be the author of barrenness. Say amen. Are you listening to me? The command he gave man, Genesis 1:28, he said, be fruitful, multiply. For a long time, the issue of barrenness disturbed me. Because I've had the opportunity to pray for many people that have suffered from barrenness. And so it was a personal pain in my heart. And I wanted to find out why. Hallelujah. Now the general reason for barrenness is health challenges. You know, all the whole medical things. Fibroids, no womb, stories and all of that. I won't go into that. But I want to give you something very shocking. I'm already sensing the anointing of the Holy Spirit. 98%, listen, 98% of barrenness issues in marriage is a resultant effect of satanic activities, either in the life of the individuals or tied to their family. Please listen to me carefully. Please, can you hear me? This is very serious. I want to have your attention now. 98%. Sometimes people see ladies or people that are barren and just say, maybe this lady was promiscuous. No, stop judging people. I know healthy people, brothers, sisters, people who loved God, kept themselves. Now the man gets married and they start telling him all kinds of reports from the hospital. Oh, you cannot give birth. Now the lady gets married. Suddenly they tell her, there is a growth in your stomach. Where did it come from? What did I do? Listen, please. Please give me strings. Hallelujah. Strings. 98% of barrenness in marriage. Please listen. Because someone may be a savior. Some of you, it's time for you to set your loved ones free. This is why God is bringing this word. People have been asking questions. Why do we have this sister barren? We knew this sister, this brother barren. Can I tell you something? It is purely demonic. Purely demonic. I once spoke to a lady years ago. I wish there's a way I can see that lady again. Knowledge. Years ago, this lady came to me and she told me she was crying.
And she said, sir, if I tell you what is wrong with me, you will not believe it. She said, talk to me. She said, I don't have a womb. It's not like I lost it. No fallopian tube, no nothing. I'm as empty as a man. Nobody knows it. She's not told anybody because some of you won't keep quiet. Hallelujah. And this lady was talking to me. Listen, you know, and then those times I was saying, Abba, don't worry. You know, God will do something. God will do all of that. And the lady looked at me and she said, will I marry? I said, Abba, you marry. Do you know the question the lady asked me? She said, can you marry somebody like me? Aha. That was when the thing dawned on me that this lady was not playing games with me here. You know, sometimes you see people come for counseling. You don't know what is eating them up. I looked at this lady. I said, Lord, do you know after I left this lady, I had to go and cry to God. I said, Lord, give me the power for creative miracles or let this kind of people never come to me again. They should rather go to a man of God who can solve their problem. This is too bad. This lady left my place crying. Now you will see this lady and think she was promiscuous, isn't it? Because we are very judgmental in the body of Christ. Once you see anything, you just carry your mouth and start saying things. The Bible says judge not. There's nothing. They said she was supposed to be a man or something, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, all those doctors, medical, we have a doctor here, he gave a testimony. You know, all those things they taught you people. Hallelujah. There are issues like that. A man gets married to his wife. 1 year, no child. 2 years, no child. 3 years, no child. What is wrong? There are even, to make matters worse, there are times that they go to the hospital, the man is fine. Have you seen people like that? Fine! Nothing is wrong. The woman is fine. 3 weeks ago, I was counseling and a woman came to me. Very interesting case. This woman was pregnant. Maybe you would say it's about 6, 7, but they would go to the scanning machine. Ladies. And then they'll find out that there's nothing. It's not like there's fibroid or nothing. Yeah. So when you hear me talk like this, some of you just sit there and say, I beg this. No, let me tell you. God has granted us. You can ask the ministers. They will tell you. Counseling opens your eyes to things you will not imagine. Hallelujah. One day after Koinonia, a lady walked up. No, I saw her. And I knew that something was wrong with her. And I called her. I said, what is wrong with you? And she laughed. She didn't want to tell me. And I asked, I said, what is it? She said, there's something. It's like, it looks like a worm, but a little bigger than the worm in her private part. It's a living thing. No, I'm being very honest with some of you so that you wake up tonight. We are not playing games here. We are going to pray. How do you explain this now? And the lady was looking. Immediately I looked at her, I saw the spirit. For this purpose was the Son of God made manifest. There are some of you, listen. I want to teach you something tonight. 98% delay in marriage for some of you is a curse around your family. Pronouncements and projections. Listen, your salvation affects you, not your territory. Are you listening to me? Let me teach you something here. Your salvation does not change your territory. Otherwise, there will not be terrorists in Nigeria. Your salvation does not change your territory. It takes an understanding of God's word and the operation of the anointing to put the devil where he belongs and release yourself from shackles, darkness. There are many people here. There are all kinds of yokes on your life. Please listen to me. There are many of you here. You sleep in the night. Men come to you to have sex in your dreams. They use the face of your father, mother, the face of another woman, the face of animals. You've just been laughing. That's a question mark happening there. The church does not deal with these things. We shy away. Many of you here, I tell you, because we come from an African continent. Our children will not need to go through this. But there will be a generation that must pay the price. And it so happens that we are the ones in between. Don't let anybody fool you. America is over 200 years. Some people paid the price and passed the heritage of godliness. My children will not need to go through this. Are you listening to me? But someone is got to go through this. And it so happens that you are the one. So let me announce to you, for some of you who have been trivializing things, you've been confessing God's word. People come, some of, listen, I want to deal with some things this night. This is pre-miracle service. There are many of you that have been oppressed. You get up, you are bedwetting. You cannot explain it to anybody. You are not bad. People cannot understand. You need help, but the church will not arise. We will keep giving all kinds of flimsy explanations. Some of you have an unusual urge for sex. You cannot, you love God, but you can't see a man or woman. This is not normal. These are operations of spirits. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? There are many of you. There's been constant happenings around your family. Everybody that marries, there is a divorce. It kept happening. Are you ready to break that cycle, or you just want to watch and be saying, oh, don't worry, it won't happen to me? You will be surprised. Because it's already happening to some of you right now. This is why God gives gifts to the body. Hallelujah. Let me teach you something about spirits. Look at me. Some of you do not know that there are territorial spirits, listen please, that are willfully given access over territories. I pray for people for deliverance almost every day. And the demons shout, and what they always say is, we have legal access in this body. In the book of Jude, the Bible says, when Archangel Michael came to take the body of Moses, what happened? Satan was there claiming the body too. Satan is still claiming the bodies of people. When a demon leads a man, the Bible says, it will go through arid regions. Hear me. Seeking for a place of refuge. He said, not finding any. He will say, let me arise and go to my house. He has gone, but he's still calling the man his house. Hallelujah. I was born again. I was a preacher and demons were still oppressing me. Are you listening to me? I confessed the word. I read the books you have read. Let me tell you something. I was moving terribly in the anointing, but demons would press me in the night. I would sleep in the night and see them come. My shouting the name of Jesus was as helpless as something was wrong. This is what has been happening to some of you. You have a dream. They are pressing you. They are oppressing you. You can't even shout Jesus. You are about to write a serious paper. The devil just comes. Somebody just sleeps with you in the dream. That's the end of it. Nothing works again. Don't let anybody deceive you. We will not lie to you in this place. The Bible says, upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance. Tonight, whatever has held your destiny will bow. This is the this is what many people like MFM and the rest call spirit husband and spirit wife. I know many people are there's nothing like that. Just shut your mouth, oh. Shut your mouth quickly. Because you see, let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. The Bible says the things that appear in this realm, that the things that are material were made from the things that are immaterial. There are tribes that covenanted people to people. Are you hearing what I'm saying? He said, right from when you were in your mother's womb, I knew you. I called you. That means spiritual things can happen right from your mother's womb. It's in your Bible. He said, while you were in your mother's womb, I called you already to be a prophet. Hallelujah. And there are many innocent believers not getting married, getting barren, giving birth to all kinds of satanic things. Do you know why Satan is frustrating you? Because you or your parents have made a decision to serve the Lord. Do you know, I was telling someone, I cannot remember, with the crude traditional African ways of giving birth, sir, we didn't have difficulty in giving birth. When a woman is giving birth, they will bring fire. And they will even use knives or something to cut the placenta. Yet women were giving birth freely. Do you know why? Because their allegiance was unto Satan. Some of our parents got up and said, look, this is over. And the devil says, you have declared war. This is the mark. And some of you sit down and just laugh. You like a cool, smooth, nice message that just tells you everything is all right. Yes, potentially. But you need to get up and make it so. It says, we have seen everything under his feet. He said, but we do not yet see. I'm sorry. He said, he was raised, made a little lower than the angels, crowned with glory and honor. He said, but we do not see all things under his feet. That means all things have not yet come experientially. Hallelujah. The Bible says, blotting out every handwriting. What was Paul seeing when he was saying this? What did Paul see? Where did they write the handwritings? There are all kinds of diabolic ordinances against people. Some of you, this is what is responsible for your marital predicament. No man comes around you, or only married people. Only married people. Don't say there is nothing. No. By now you know that mistakes don't happen in the realm of the spirit. The Lord told me to preach this and set people free this night. Are you listening to me? Delay. Delay. Nothing works. A man will come into your life. You will do the introduction. Later he will get up and become a strange man to you. Don't you see what is happening in the realm of the spirit? Many of you are not reading the handwritings on the wall. Counseling is not the solution. The devil needs to experience the power of the kingdom. This is what will put him to flight. He said, how awe-inspiring are your ways? Through the greatness of thy power, not through noise, not through counseling, will thy enemies submit themselves. There are ladies, any man that comes into your life, this spirit will frustrate the guy and bastardize his life. You are a good person. There are ladies, anytime you enter a relationship with them, the guy must die. It has happened, and they are just giving useless explanations. Beautiful lady, virtuous, submissive, no guy will ever see you. Listen, some of you, once a guy sees you, all he wants is to sleep with you. No responsible man can see you. Only touts and armed robbers and drug barons, they are the ones who can see you. Something is wrong. Is someone hearing me tonight? We are going to pray. If you came here, this is how we are rounding up this series. Hallelujah. Some of you would have been married since, but because of this wickedness, the devil laying claims over your marital life and destiny. Every night, some of us cannot sleep. Snakes everywhere, to the point that some of you even see them physically. I've counseled people. One time a lady came inside, we're counseling. Immediately the lady came inside. She just came in. What? The next thing I saw a snake. Maybe like twice this. Just by her side. I said, my dear, what is this that I'm seeing? And she said, sir, this is why I came. What is this thing? Some of you come from royal families. Ordinances have been made against you. Let me tell you, if you do not rise up in the name of the Lord, be ready, there is trouble. The day you gave your life to Christ, you declared war. The devil marks the line and it takes authority to put him where he belongs. Joe, you were with me in Mina. Please stand up. He was with me when I went for the crusade in Mina. What was the rampant case there? Blindness, deafness. The women, once they give birth, they become deaf and dumb. Ask him, he was there. The first day of the crusade, God moved and mighty things happened. The second day of the crusade, after the crowd, they created a special session for the sick people. If you're a man of God, you will tell us today. They lined from one end, a large crowd, to the other end. Ask him. There were over maybe 60 or so people. Those days, when we didn't have this understanding, we'll come and be struggling, trying to heal the sick. Now we know better. I knew that this is about a territory. This is about a territory. I settled it in my secret place. More than 40 of the people, I was lifting them from their wheelchairs. Stand up. See, once the strong man, no man will enter into a man's house and spoil the goods without binding the strong man. I give you spiritual knowledge. Many of you, God will set you on fire. You need to go back home and say, aha, now I know the answer. This is it. This is it. No guesswork again. This is it. Hallelujah. I barely came to the people. Just one touch. Ear open. Eyes open. The mute were speaking. Now this, before, it would be a spectacular miracle for me. But now I know better. There are many of you. You think dating.com or whatever is the solution. Let me tell you tonight. You are going to humble yourself. There are many of you. You see all kinds of things. Some of you are Christians, but there are demonic, diabolic ordinances. I once prayed for a lady who told me that voices, she hears voices. They tell her the things to do. She was walking one time, and this thing ladies like putting on their waist, it was on the ground, and the voice said, carry it and put. No man, except you are on fire. See, brothers, let me tell you, if you are not on fire, I don't know how to help you. You will fall like a leaf. There are many ladies that come for counseling. As soon as they enter, I see the spirit of seduction. And I know that if not because I've declared my stand unto God, you will be surprised. Because they tell me how many pastors, even in this area, that they sleep around with. Men and women who stand on your pulpits and speak nonsense. Hallelujah. Tonight I'm angry in my spirit because some destinies will be opened. Some of your parents, in a bid to help you when you were sick or something, ran to the village. Is that true? Please answer me. Is that true? You were getting admission and they ran. They came and said, okay, please, we want her to pass this. They did it out of innocence because that's all they knew. But let me tell you something. The devil never gives you anything free. Make no mistakes about it. You will collect the goods now and pay for it later on. Okay. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? This is a problem with many of you. Your kingdom reigns. His kingdom reigns. Above all. Lord, your kingdom reigns. Above every cultural kingdom. Above every ordinance of darkness, your kingdom reigns. Your kingdom reigns above all. Yeah, Lord, your kingdom reigns. Your kingdom reigns above all. Let me tell you something about the operation of these wicked spirits of darkness. They will not only wreck your marital life, your academics will be shattered, your personal self-worth shattered, sicknesses you cannot account for. This is what many of you are suffering. Please hear me tonight. Don't trivialize what you are listening to. This could be the key that will help you maritally. This could be the key. I tell you, when you dethrone Satan, you will be shocked the way doors will start opening for you. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray. Enough is enough. You can't be living like this. Except God has not called us. Except God has not sent us. Part of our mandate is to set the captives free. I'm not a pastor. Our mandate is to set the captives free. There are many of you that you are trusting God for marriage this year. But the way things are going, except God intervenes, it will not work.
It will not work. Hallelujah. There are some of you, you are a row of ladies in your house. Nobody has married. A row of people, 4, 5 ladies. Nobody has married. One brother just comes, 2 days, he's not serious. Let me tell you, if this is my wife, and Bishop Stan wants to come and collect her, if I'm a responsible man, you think I'll just allow him? What will you do? You will fight unto death. They laid cold over the body of Moses. There are many barrenness issues. Some of your loved ones, they are busy insulting your sister, calling her a witch. And see, listen, I must balance this before we pray. Listen. This is where you need to be careful with prophets. Because this lady, look at me please. Let me teach you something. Listen. This sister here can be affected by a lot of demonic things from her. She may not even know. As a prophet, I can stand and I can see a demon behind this lady. It does not mean she's a witch. This is demonic oppression. Are you hearing me? I may pray for her. You see people who came for koinonia here roll on the floor. They are not witches. Many prophets have caused trouble in the body of Christ. They keep blaming people. A woman comes. Now you come and pray for her. A woman came to me. She came to complain about her husband. They were, actually a woman brought them, 2 of them. They were quarreling. The woman was this and that and that and that. And then the husband now started calling the woman a witch. That a prophet told him his wife is a witch. He should leave her alone. As I was talking to her, I now saw the spirit. And the woman started manifesting. The man said, you see what I'm saying? Confirmation. Immediately I finished. The spirit in him jumped up and wanted to run out. He scattered the things there. Scattered my table. When he finished, I said, who now is a witch among 2 of you? Are you listening to me? Very important. You may not know the things you are dabbling into. And if spiritual knowledge is not given unto you, you will not. The Bible says, through wise counsel, make war. Some of you will be settling things. This is pre-miracle service. I tell you, don't miss next week's miracle service. What God will do in this place will surprise you. If you are coming here and you are not blessed, we are fake. Are you listening to me? If nothing is changing, that means maybe we went to one shrine for something to pour on our head. But I tell you, there is a living God in this place. Are you ready? We are going to pray. Go back, sweetheart. One prayer point and I'll begin ministering. Listen. You are going to pray this night. Tonight is not a night of shame. Tonight is the night when you will end some things. Some of you have struggled with pornography, masturbation. You can't help it. This is demonic. You don't conquer demonic things by willpower. Brothers, it takes the anointing. It takes the anointing. There are many of you, you can't keep one relationship. You love a lady, 2 days later, you don't love her again. You think something is wrong. You go to another lady, 2 days later, you can't love her again. You are married, but you can't see another woman move. Come on, this is demonic. The Bible says, he that conceals his sin shall not prosper. We are going to rise tonight. Everybody rise up. I tell you, the devil is in trouble. Whatever allowed you to come here tonight is in trouble. Hallelujah. Now we are going to pray. Just for 3 or 4 minutes, you are going to pray. And say, Lord, whatever stronghold in my life, whatever, I don't care where it's coming from. Lord, this night, you are going to visit me. Some of you know what I'm talking about. The snakes in your dreams, the men that come to oppress you, these satanic things. Outside, inside, make sure you are praying. Enough is enough. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to heal the brokenhearted, to set the captives free. Upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance. Upon
Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance and holiness. Satan, you are in trouble tonight. Satan, you are in trouble. The strong man against families, tying their marital destiny. Your time is up tonight. Pray like a priest. Pray like a priest. Pray for your family members. Pray for your loved ones. Pray for the barren people in your family. That barrenness, you have come to your end tonight. Light shines in the darkness. One more minute. Come on, pray. Enough is enough. As soon as Zion travels, Hallelujah. Oh, it will end. It will end. Please be in the mode of prayer. We are serious in this place. If your neighbor is distracting you, tell him, don't distract me. Don't distract me. Don't distract me. Enough is enough. Hallelujah. Now listen to me. Listen. I'm going to pray for people right now. Hallelujah. The Lord is showing me people. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray for people. Oh, there will be mass emancipation. Some of you who did not know that what is happening to you is demonic, you'll be surprised. Don't forget about your neighbor. Hallelujah. This spirit that comes to oppress you, hear me, whether carrying the face of your brother, your mother, another woman, I don't care, telling you they are married to you, listen to me. I tell you, I see fire in this place. Hallelujah. And I'm going to pray. Whether you fall down or not is not the issue. Right now, believe and expect. There is a lady in that row. I see a spirit manifesting. It's a snake. Kate lakanda. Hallelujah. Listen. Hallelujah. We are going to shout the name Jesus once. My God, my God. Hallelujah. I tell you, I want you to shout it with faith. There is noise that will hit the gates of darkness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now hear me. Hear me. There are many of you. Snakes. Snakes. The Bible says, I have given you authority. Luke 10:19. Over snakes. There is a reason why the Bible calls snakes. And scorpions. Lift your hands. I'm going to pray. The power of God will move in a mighty way. Anyone here that has been initiated into any demonic thing, whether you know it or you do not know it, right now, Lord Jesus, let the power of God move. Be it in dreams. Move. I set you free. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Be free. Be free. Be free. Come out of her. Out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out of her. The children shall not suffer the iniquity. Every occult initiation. Every initiation. Through sex. Through dreams that will close the doors of your marital life. I challenge it. I challenge it. Hallelujah. Let her go. Come out of her. Come out right now. Come out. Come out. This is a snake. Come out. Come out right now. Out of her. Come out. Go. Go right now. Listen, you are being delivered, though. Don't wait till you fall. Something is happening. The presence of God is in this place. Hallelujah. 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 Ladies, say after me, I'm wonderfully and fearfully made. My body, look at me. Look at me. Come. Come. Leave her, leave her. Shall the captives be delivered? Let this girl go now. Let this girl go now. Fire of the Holy Ghost is against you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Listen, do you know for some of you, this is what spilled over into your academics? Many of you may not know. This is why no matter what you do, things don't happen. Don't miss miracle service. Sister, come. This is what you have suffered. Come, you. The lady put in her hand, come out. Come, it's time for God to help you. No, you, you. The lady with pink, come. Please hurry up, we're out of time. There's fire burning all over this building. That devil. Look at me, sister. You have suffered. Your academics is not very good. This is a spirit. You are not lazy. Look at me. Look at me. Hallelujah. I set you free. He will cough out something now. That devil of darkness. In the name of Jesus. Let this girl go free. In the name of Jesus. Now. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. See. Now in the next 2 to 3 minutes, you are going to pray for your family members. That as you pray, don't keep quiet. Some of you, your sisters have suffered. If you can invite them here for miracle service, invite them. If you cannot pray, lift your voice. Say, Satan, enough. In my family, enough. Pray, pray. Satan, I stand representing my family. Get lost. Get lost. Get lost. I set altars of darkness on fire. Get lost. Outside, are you praying? Outside, are you praying? Outside, are you praying? My family comes under divine protection. My family, pray for your sister. Pray for your brothers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is what is happening in many of our homes. This is why daddy is fighting with mommy. Hallelujah. Right now in the next 2 minutes, I want you to curse, listen, any seed of barrenness, whether in your life, ladies, I want you to pray this. If you need to lay hands on your womb, lay hands on your stomach, do it. Pray for your sisters at home. Pray. I am fruitful. Pray. I am fruitful. No devil. No devil. Please take this prayer seriously. Take this prayer seriously. The Bible says, be fruitful. I am fruitful. I am fruitful. No barrenness. No barrenness. No barrenness. Ladies, pray. No fibroids. No demonic growth. No fibroids. Guys, pray. Every devil of impotency is cursed. Pray for your family members. Barrenness. Hear the word of the Lord. Barrenness. I don't care how long. I don't care how long. Hear ye the word of the Lord. Hear ye the word of the Lord. Hear ye the word of the Lord. Hear ye. The power of God is still moving. The power of God is still moving. Let her go. Come out. Come out now. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Hallelujah. Listen. Listen. I want to pray for you. We're out of time. Lift your hands, everybody. If it doesn't apply to you, what I'm saying, you can connect for your parents or your family members. Any lady here, or any woman with any demonic growth called fibroid, or any kind of cyst, listen, in the name that is above all names, I curse it right now. I curse it right now. I cut that growth away from your body. I flush it out of your body. I flush it out of your body. Any satanic medical condition, whether your fallopian tube is blocked, you don't have womb, even if you lived a promiscuous life before and you lost a womb, I create a new one right now. When God forgives sins, He forgives the consequences. Hallelujah. I pray, whatever has held your marital destiny, that the man that is destined for you cannot come, or you cannot get married right now, be released. Be released. I release you. Enter your marital destiny. Enter your marital destiny. I command it. Enter your marital destiny. Enter your marital destiny. Hallelujah. Whoever has been tied here in any wrong ordinance, whether it was unknowing. Some of you enter relationships. You go and cut yourself. Cut the guy. Drink your blood. You call it love. This is nonsense. But I want to pray for you now. The Bible says the blood of Jesus speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. Satan, hear my voice. Over the lives of these people, I command right now. Take your hands away. Take your hands away. Take your hands away. Lift up your heads, all you gates. Be ye lifted. Ancient doors. Ancient doors. Every altar of darkness. My Bible says, whatever has not been planted by God will be uprooted. I uproot. I tear down. I set on fire in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of lust. Every spirit of lust. Please lift your hands. I'm praying for everybody. Every spirit of lust that keeps taking you back into immorality, whether you want it or not, right now, in the name of Jesus, I set you free. I set you free. I set you free. Receive it. Receive freedom against lust. Hallelujah. Anyone here under the curse of habit, lesbianism, homosexuality? Look, you must not be just lift your hands. I'm praying for you. Don't say I'm not. Whether homosexuality, listen, lesbianism, all kinds of things. There are people that sleep with animals. And do. I'm speaking for the sake of the many who will be hearing, not necessarily just you. There are some of you ladies, you have affection for one another. Guys, affection. You think it's normal. This is satanic. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I deliver you from this curse. In the name of Jesus, be free. Be free. Be free. Hallelujah. Finally, I pray for you. Whatever you have lost because of the times of ignorance, some of you have suffered heartbreaks, some of you have suffered a lot of things. I pray. There is a God that can restore the years canker worms have eaten. Lift your hands. I want to pray. This is finally. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that for many people between now and miracle service, give them a big miracle. Between now and miracle service, you will testify on Friday upon this altar. You will testify. I release breakthrough. Breakthrough that will bring restoration. You will testify. I open doors of favor, doors of grace, doors of academics. I challenge darkness. You will sleep like a baby. No more fibroid. No more growths. No more pains. No more aches. You are free. All the spirits that come to torment you, you will see them no more. You will sleep like a baby forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You've not given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. You are in this place. Listen to me. This is the most important thing. If you have not given your heart, please let them not go. Sister, don't go yet. You've not given your heart to the Lord. You are already in danger. Hallelujah. What an opportunity as we prepare for our great miracle service next week. You're here, you've never given your heart to the Lord. Or you've given your heart to the Lord and you found yourself derailing. Honestly, you've entered ways that are not of God. And you want to make it right now. Please, we are limited. We just have a minute or two for you. Inside and outside, as the Lord speaks to you. You've seen what the Lord is doing in this place. Hallelujah. The Bible says, come unto me all ye that are heavy laden and I will give you rest. Leave your seat and come out right now. I want to agree with you. I want to pray with you. Appreciate them as they come. There are people who have never given their lives to Christ or this is their first decision. Please don't sit back. Don't wait for somebody else. Inside and outside, quickly. Keep clapping. Thank you for coming. Thank you, sister. Thank you, sister. God bless you. There are people outside. Don't sit back there. Come and stand here quickly. Keep appreciating them. Thank you. Thank you, sir. The Lord is bringing you to change you. I see you, my brother. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you, my sister. Thank you, sir. Appreciate them, Koinonia. It's your sacrifice to bring them to the kingdom. God bless you. Bring all of them here. Hallelujah. Thank you, my brother and my sister, for coming. This will be the beginning. Keep coming if you still want to come. Hallelujah. I'd like you to pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, say it from your heart. Lord Jesus, I love you. I believe you died for me. I believe you rose again for me. I declare that I'm born again.
I'm a child of God. The grace of God is at work in my life. From today, I receive the Holy Spirit and God's life into my heart. I'm a new person. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. For additional information, call 081-38-32-5463 or 080-33-50-8735 or 0034-003936. You can visit us on Facebook on www.facebook.com/KoinoniaTurnkeyNetworkInternational. Or follow us on Twitter, www.twitter.com/KoinoniaEni. You can also download our messages on www.foreshared.com. Turnkey Network International, duplicating the fullness of God's life on earth.